I'm not physically in the room with you, but I know exactly what hearing my voice does to you. You're all squirmy, aren't you? Wherever you are, whether you're being naughty and listening to me while at work or in class, or whether you're at home just lounging about, I bet. You're definitely squirming to some degree, for sure. Hearing my voice makes you shudder, doesn't it? You feel that shiver run down your spine. You feel that overwhelming desire to touch yourself for me, don't you? I want you to be my good little girl. And I want you to feel good for me, okay? But I want you to do it exactly like I tell you. Is that understood? Good girl. So to start, I want this to be a slow build. Nice, slow, almost torturous build. So I want you to cup your breasts over your clothing, over your shirt, assuming you're wearing anything, of course. 'Cause I know that sometimes you like to be really naughty and wear nothing. Regardless of if you're clothed or not, I want you to cup your breasts. I want you to feel your pulse. Is your heart pounding already? Is it already sped up intensely? You're breathing short. Your knees weak, your pussy wet and needy. Are you already that turned on? Or are you just getting started to become aroused? Your breathing beginning to pick up, maybe squeezing your thighs together, wiggling around a little. So adorable. When you get needy for me, you're so adorable. And there's nothing I love more than a needy, needy little girl. Be good for me, and you will be rewarded immensely, I promise. But if you disobey, I just might have to punish you. Go ahead and take the pads of your thumbs. And I want you to stroke them over your nipple. Kind of like how I'm doing right now. My nipples aren't the most sensitive or anything, but it definitely is exciting sexually to just touch over the clothing, to feel that barrier between skin to skin. There's nothing sexier than that, to me anyway. I'm sure that you want nothing more than for me to be straddling your lap right now, with my thumbs against your nipples. Rubbing against them slowly but firmly. Right? You want my soft little hands all over you, don't you? You want me very close to you, don't you? And yet, I'm only a voice. I'm only a voice that's with you. But that's okay. After all, I'm here to make you feel really good. sometimes I'm here to make you hurt, but for the most part, I just want you to feel really good. I bet you're really squirming now, aren't you? I want you to do whatever to your breasts that makes you the most excited. And if you don't normally play with your breasts, consider this some prolonged torture until you get to the good stuff. I want to be a little bit mean today. I don't want you to come right away. I don't want you touching your clit or being inside right away. No, no, no. I don't want you doing what's going to bring you to the edge fastest. I don't want you doing any of that right now. No. I want to prolong your need and your desire, because I'm going to make you come so fucking hard that you will have no other choice but to thank me, with your body writhing, your pussy clamping down really hard, clenching over and over and over. So if you're my good little girl, maybe, just maybe, you'll get to experience such a thing. Continue to obey me, and I promise you will get exactly that. I'll ease up on my meanness just a tiny bit for you. Go ahead and trail your hands down to your stomach for me. I want you to... I want you to just let your fingers dance along your tummy, lightly, gently, still yet over your clothing. Because like I said, I'm going to torture you, and this is my method of torture. Prolonged teasing when you're already so fucking turned on. Aren't I just cruel? I don't consider it an insult, I consider it a compliment, so, if you want to be all whiny and whimpery, but miss, I wanna touch, you're not gonna be able to touch, and I'm sorry. If you disobey me even once, you're going to get punished. How will I punish you? Well, I'm gonna give you 5 spanks to each ass cheek. I bet that made you a little bit wetter, didn't it? Did I just make you a little bit more needy? I mean, you don't want to be punished, but you can't deny the effect it has on you, can you? I bet. Maybe even part of you wants to disobey me just so I spank you. So naughty. Keep running your hands along your tummy, and if they go any lower, I'm going to spank you. And it might just be 10 spanks, but I'm going to make them so fucking hard that it's not gonna seem like such a small number when I'm done with you. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I making you squirm more? Am I making you uncomfortable? Because, you know, I don't want you to be uncomfortable, I don't want you to be in pain, but I know that's exactly what you want, isn't it? You want to give me every piece of you. You want to be mine, and you are mine, but you want me to get rough with you, don't you? Or maybe you don't. Maybe you want me to just be very soft and gentle the entire time, cooing sweet nothings in your ear, maybe letting my tongue trail up and down your earlobe, up the rest of your ear, maybe a little bit inside too. My soft little whispers tickling at your ear. Either way, you're only going to get more worked up, aren't you? I bet your hips are writhing at this point. You are not even touching your pussy yet. Up and down, up and down. Your hips are bucking by now, aren't they? It's okay if they're not. But I know that you need me right now. And I'm gonna give it to you, don't worry. But let me prolong this a little longer. Lift up your shirt. And if you're wearing a bra, lift it too. Take it off if you must. I want you to touch your breasts and your tummy directly. I'm not going to tell you how to do it. Do what excites you the most. Because once you've done what excites you the most, you bet that I'm going to reward you with some intense stimulation to your sopping, needy cunt. Do you like when I say that word? I'm so soft-spoken and so nervous a lot of the time that you wouldn't suspect me to ever say such an explicit, naughty, bold word, right? You know, I mean, I can say pussy, that's not a problem, but I never used that other word, no. But yet here I am, making your cunt drip. Oh, poor little girl. She just wants to be touched and stimulated. But I'm being so mean. I'm not letting her get what she wants. She's so needy for me, and I'm being so mean. I bet that's what you're thinking, isn't it? That somewhere in the depths of your mind, you're just desiring me, begging for me. You might not even be thinking it. You might even be begging me aloud. Please, whispers, let me touch. Let me come. Let me feel you. It's what you want, isn't it? I think you've been good enough. But can you do me a favor? I want you to pinch your nipples as hard as you can. Or if that's not your thing, I want you to stimulate them as lightly as possible so that it almost tickles. That's my good little girl. I want you to feel amazing. But I'm gonna torture you a little bit. But you're finally allowed to touch your pussy. I'm not gonna command you too much how to do this, because I know you have your special way that you like to touch it. When you're thinking of me, my soft voice, and maybe even my soft little moans. You like that, don't you? You like when I tease my clit for you? But right now isn't about me, it's about you, isn't it? Yes, it is. So, I'm gonna take care of you the best I can. My only requirement is no hands inside of your pants or inside of your panties. No direct stimulation. I want you to rub over your pants. If I can do it, you can do it. You know me. I don't have much control. But I know you have better discipline than me because I have taught you well. Haven't I? You're such a good girl. You want your miss to touch you directly and to make you come so fast, but no, I'm going to prolong this for you. Go ahead and buck up into your palm. Hard and fast. Hard and fast. You can pant and moan and cry out, I don't care. Make whatever noises you need. Or maybe, if you really want to please me, hold your moans. Don't make any noise. You can breathe, but no noises. Hold your moans. Hold your noises. don't show me how desperate you are. I know you're desperate. But try to endure a little longer, okay? But I'm gonna be a little bit nice. I'll show some mercy, and you can touch over your panties. How's that? The material's definitely thinner than that of pants. Must feel good to be able to touch it over that soft, perhaps silky, perhaps lacy fabric. Right? You like feeling how hard you are beneath that barely thick fabric. You like the sensation of that thinness covering your hardness enough so that it's not quite direct, but it's pretty damn close, huh? I didn't tell you to stop bucking, did I? Obey me like the good little girl you are, and I will reward you. I'm sorry, but seeing you so helpless has me fumbling, okay? If you were in my position, and you were looking at the sexiest woman ever, touching herself like this, obeying every single command, do you really think you'd be able to hold back? It's taking everything in my power not to fucking pounce you right now. I hope you understand that. I want nothing more than to crawl on top of you, grind down against your thigh, and make myself come all over your thigh, while you grind up against me, or my fingers, whichever you want, I don't care. I just want to come with you so bad, but it's not about me, it's about you. What, do you want me to pound you? You want my cunt bucking against your cunt? You want to feel my breath against your ear? You want my soft lips against yours? Is that what you want? Is that what my little girl needs? Too bad. That's for another day. But right now, oh my, you are bucking furiously at this point. You know what? I want you to touch directly. Play with your pussy lips. Play with that hard clit. If you can handle it, I want you to rub your clit directly underneath the clitoral hood. And even if you don't think you can handle it, try to endure that sensitivity. I promise, something intense will happen if you endure it. Oh, God, I can only... You sound delicious. Holy shit, you sound amazing. I can only imagine how good you feel right now. Finally being able to touch yourself. From this point on, I'm not gonna command you. I want you to touch however makes you the most excited. Whatever brings you closest to the edge, I want you to do it. But it's a question of, will I let you go over the edge, or am I gonna stop you? But you've been so good today, listening to me, being my good little girl, that I think it's pretty impossible to not let you tip over that edge. My sweet girl. Keep touching. Don't stop. But I want you to tell me when you're close, okay? Are you finally getting close? Are you feeling it? If you're not close yet, take your time. There's no rush. Take your time with me. But if you're already really close, I want you to come so fucking hard for me that you can't stand it. I want you to feel that release burst from within you. Whether that's figurative or literal, kinda depends on you. But I just want you to explode for me, however that is. I want your body to writhe. I want your moans to escape. I want you a whimpery, limp little mess. Be my good little girl. Make a mess for me. Oh, God, you're so fucking good. You're so good. Please don't stop. If you can come again, I want you to come again. I want you to come until you are fucking exhausted. But I'm not gonna stop even then. Unless you safe word. Then I will stop. But otherwise, what am I gonna do to you after this, you might be wondering? I am going to fuck you senseless until you can't even form a coherent word. Normally I'm very sweet and gentle with you, but I think right now I feel inclination to be kinda rough with you, so don't stop coming for me. If you are exhausted, go ahead and refresh yourself, but understand I'm pouncing you immediately. I want you so fucking bad. I need you so fucking bad. And today, gentle isn't gonna cut it. I'm going to fuck you senseless. However that may be. And I'm gonna make you come even more.